first of all, it's very family friendly, which is fun for everybody. And it's basically so much of the feedback that we get, and I would believe it to be true in the description of the show as well, is just it's something that everybody can relate to in some aspect of your life. You don't have to work in an office to understand everything that we do in the show. We have a number about, you know, having to sell cookies for your child's fundraiser and talking about how addicted we are to our phones and social media devices and things like that. Sometimes we like to say it's the sitcom The Office meets Cheers, but it's just sketch comedy and great musical parodies and some original songs, and it's just basically about everything that we go through every day to try to just make it through with a smile on our face.
So the inspiration comes from everyday life, but is it specifically the workplace?
Yes. Yeah, it is geared more towards the workplace. And we, you know, there's songs about the guy in the office who always seems like he's working but never really seems to get anything done, and different things like that. So it is a little bit more for the work environment, but it definitely tackles things. One of my songs is about, you know, just not having quite enough time to make it to everything, your kid's soccer game and all the emails and things you still have to send for work and different things like that.
Now, you do have original songs and musical parodies and comic sketches. Are these things that the actors come up with on their own, or do you have a team of writers?
We have a team of writers in New York City. Tom Allen is the head writer and also the director and producer of the show. And he's been with he created it. So he's been with it from its inception. And then Peter Brown, another one of our cast members, was in the Off-Broadway company, which was about 10 years ago, I guess. Some of the actors throughout the years have contributed. A girl named Mariah Grande contributed a few songs here and there, but usually, for the most part, it's mainly our team of writers in New York.
And because your inspiration basically comes from everyday life, I mean, that's constantly changing. There's different things in the news all the time. So how often do you guys change your songs or your sketches? How often do they sit down and come up with new ones?
Well, they have the core set that we have. Some of those have been proven to be pretty timeless. For example, the fundraising stuff and the pretender, the guy who pretends to work in the office. But, for example, we have a song at the end of the show, towards the end of the show, about being on your BlackBerry. And it, you know, it went from things like it's hard to hold my pager to hard to hold my laptop and my Kindle. And, you know, we're able to, in some of those songs, replace, you know, one or two words that makes it relevant. But we've also added a few numbers to the show within the last 6 months or so that have proven to be pretty great as far as the audience is concerned with reaction. And we're actually trying out new songs as much as we can as well, just to keep the material fresh, like you said, just about different topics that either we'll hear, you know, someone come give us feedback about or something that we think of on our own.
Do you yourself have a favorite sketch or a favorite song that you enjoy doing?
There's a few. I really enjoy, there's a song called Company Boy that is just about jealousy in the office, basically, and being jealous of the guy who seems to have it all in the office. But it's really lighthearted and a lot of fun. And then I have a song called One Rung Higher, and it's actually more of a ballad, as of everything is pretty upbeat. It's kind of the only ballad in the show, but it still has a very positive energy behind it. And it's just a beautiful song, so I enjoy singing that too.
And it started, correct me if I'm wrong, but this started with an off-Broadway run in 2002, and now you guys can travel around and do performances like you are here in Bentonville. Why is it that you think the show has done so well that you can tour to different parts? I mean, why does it seem to resonate so well with audiences?
You know, I think it really is just so universal everywhere we go, because we also do this corporately, which is a slightly different show, but it's more for a corporate, like a award show or sales meetings and things like that. So from sales meetings that we do corporately to the theatrical version of the show that we're giving to you guys in Bentonville, it is just, the writers have done such a good job over the years of just really honing into how real the problems we face are, and everybody can relate to it. There's a number that always does really well about being on a hold line for, you know, 10 minutes. And everybody has experienced that at some point, whether it be in a business situation or, like, you know, your cell phone or something, whatever your service is that you have to wait on a hold line for. And so Tom Allen's done a really good job with his writing of the material, and that he writes it so real, but it's also just a little bit, not exaggerated, but just with this little twist that it's still able to laugh at it, and we don't have to take it too seriously. But it's everywhere we've gone, and we recently were just in the Kansas, in the middle of our nation. They said the exact same thing that, you know, someone working in L.A. does. It's just so right on the money with everybody being able to relate to things like that.
And finally, why would you encourage people to come out to the show on Sunday?
I just really think it is a fantastic opportunity to get your family together and come see a show that everybody can enjoy, and you don't have to worry about, you know, language or inappropriate material. And it's just something that, as I said before, everybody can relate to, and kids get a really big kick out of it as well, just because there's so much energy and it's constant, you know, it's a big high energy show, and songs that people will recognize, but also very fun, well-written new material that goes well within the line of the show. But it's a really good opportunity for everybody to come out, enjoy a fall day, and get together with your family and come see a show.